Stuyvesant, Bronx Science, and six other specialized high schools are considered the crown jewels of the public school system in New York City. The score of one multiple-choice test determines who gets in. And even though blacks and Hispanics comprise the vast majority of students in the city, these high schools are almost entirely white and Asian. WNYC's Beth Fertig says recent efforts to change the single test policy were front and center at a packed city council hearing.
Every fall, thousands of students take a grueling test to see if they'll score well enough to get into the city's eight specialized high schools. Some of them practice for years and go to extra tutoring classes because the competition is so fierce. City Councilman Daniel Drum, who chairs the Education Committee, says this system isn't fair.
Basing the entire judgment of a student on a single test score from a single day is not an exact science.
The mayor and the chancellor agree. They'd like the schools to consider multiple criteria, like attendance and grades, in addition to a test. Supporters say this will broaden the pool of eligible applicants and reduce the role of test prep. But critics fear this will lower standards at the schools. Any change is ultimately up to the state legislature, but the topic is so emotionally charged that the city's council chambers were packed Thursday. Councilman Jamani Williams, a graduate of Brooklyn Tech who is African American, held himself up as an example of how a single test can actually be more fair.
If I was trying to get into a multiple criteria school, I would not have gotten in because my grades were pretty bad, and I often had issues in the classroom. So the only thing that actually got me into these schools was testing. That was the only thing I was good at, testing.
This is part of the appeal of a test, known as the SHSAT. Supporters believe it's an objective measure, proof that anyone can succeed. They also note that more than half the students at the specialized high schools come from low-income families, another kind of diversity. But what if the test isn't so fair?
We already take enough exams. The challenge is this specific exam does not reflect what students are doing in middle school.
Lazar Trishan is director of youth policy at the Community Service Society.
If you use state exams and provided the top 1 or 2% from every middle school to get into specialized high schools and then use the SHSAT for the other 80% of the seats, you'd have double the numbers of black and Latino students.
But many alumni believe a better solution is to just make sure everyone is prepared for that extra test. Kimberly Denise Williams is a member of the Stuyvesant High School Black Alumni Diversity Initiative.
If you're going to keep the test, then students should be prepped adequately. They should have access to more gifted and talented programs, and they should be given every opportunity and avenue in order to perform well on the test.
Williams and others say the city hasn't provided enough of these opportunities, which is why fewer than 5% of students at Stuyvesant are black and Latino. The alumni groups have also called on the city to expand a free program that helps middle school students prepare for the specialized high school test. Ainsley Rodolfo, an executive director at the DOE's Office of Equity and Access, supports that, but he says it's not so simple.
We have some kids coming into the program at different levels of functioning in terms of academic functioning, and we have to play catch up a lot of times with those kids.
And that's where everyone agrees. The diversity problem starts long before high school. This is why the Department of Education says it's hoping to close the gap by expanding pre-kindergarten, raising standards, and doing more outreach. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.